The 2017 Mount Marathon race in Seward is over, and a familiar champion has taken first in the women's race. I spoke with Alaska Dispatch News sports reporter Doyle Woody about this year's event and its history.
The women's race was won by Allie Ostrander of Soldotna. She's 20 and a legend already in Alaska running. She won the junior title 6 times. 2 years ago, she did the adult race for the first time and not only finished second to a world-class runner from Sweden named Emily Forsberg, but like Forsberg, broke a record that had stood for 25 years by Nancy Peace way back in the day. In the men's race, Scott Patterson basically conducted a one-man time trial and obliterated the field pretty much from the gun and built up a big enough lead he could take it easy on the downhill because he had a few problems with his ankle on the downhill last year.
To somebody who's never been to Seward, never seen Mount Marathon, maybe doesn't know much about mountain running, how hard of a race is this, and what are the conditions like?
Today, the conditions were pretty good. I'm told the mountain was a little slow. The terrain kind of changes now and then, just kind of based on weather. But it's a mountain that's roughly 3,000 feet. You're all but going from sea level to 3,000 feet, and it has an average pitch of 34 degrees. So only the most elite people can do any amount of running, and that's a small amount, on the uphill. It basically is a power hike the whole way up, and having done it 1,000 years ago when I was a young man, your thighs just burn the entire way, your lungs just burn, you drip sweat. It's alternately awful and wonderful at the same time, and the downhill's just crazy. You stand here, you look at the top of Mount Marathon, you think 10 and a half minutes, the dude who just rounded the top of that peak is going to be standing here. And it's just so hard to wrap your head around year after year, but they do it. And it really is an amazing thing. And what a great thing about this race is you have often very elite athletes, and yet you have, you know, Jim and Susie from down the street who are pretty fit people who are doing it as well. So it really is a special race.
Do you know why it has such a cult following among athletes and amateurs and everyone? I mean, the day before the race, the last few open spots are auctioned off, and these spots go for thousands of dollars. I mean, why is it such a big deal for people?
Back then in the 80s and even into the very early 90s, you could virtually sign up a week, 2 weeks, a month before the race and have no problem getting in. But as mountain running became more popular, it's a limited field in each division because the mountain can only handle so much traffic. And it became really hard to get into. And it got to the point where this lottery is just nuts. I mean, people shell out, as you said, thousands of dollars basically for the opportunity to suffer.
That was Doyle Woody, sports reporter and columnist for the Alaska Dispatch News, talking about the Mount Marathon race in Seward.